Thanks for tuning in. I'm Ruben Gomez. Today we're listening to a recent Coalition for Government Procurement speech by GSA Federal Acquisition Service Commissioner Steve Kemp. He's been in that role since July, and here he speaks about the challenges ahead for FAS.
Those of you who know GSA and watch us know that we are moving, at least the folks that work downtown are moving out of our headquarters. And yesterday a package arrived on my desk of a bunch of documents, including some original copies of the originating legislation for GSA and some of these, the long history of FSS. And something that was in this pile was a marketing plan FSS moved forward in 1979. And I wanted, before I started today, I wanted to read a paragraph of this to you because I think it's really interesting, and had I had all this stuff before, I probably would have had a different speech today. But I thought I'd share this with you because I think it's very interesting. Introduction and background. Over the years, the Federal Supply Service of GSA has been a dynamic governmental organization providing consolidated procurement, storage, and distribution of supplies to federal agencies around the world. This vital effort has and continues to serve the American taxpayers the American taxpayers millions of dollars each year. The volume of FSS business has expanded at a rapid rate and is currently $3.5 billion annually. Unfortunately, resources and procedures did not keep pace, and this perpetuated an operating philosophy which was more concerned with getting the job done than how it was done. The overall operating philosophy was directed toward sales, volume, and giving the customers what they wanted, and often was done without regard to cost effectiveness and good sound business practices. Similarly, satisfying external pressures became a high priority. There was also a lack of progressive training and upgrading of supply and business procedures, and there was a strong trend toward bureaucratic institutionalization. Thus, the supply system became over and understocked, institutionalized, and overlaid with inefficiencies. I don't know if things have changed or things have gotten better, but I just thought it was very interesting. As I went through the report even further, it talked about the effort to move forward with the new systems they were going to employ, FSS 19, something we're still using today. And there was a note in there about the upcoming GAO audit sponsored by Dan Burton from California, who's probably turning over in his grave today because he was asking them to come and look at number of contractors they had, you know, towering toward 8,000, and the too many products that they had on schedule and the inattention to price. So as much as things change, they remain the same, and the challenges remain ever so present. And I just thought that that was very interesting as a background and the context for today. For those of you who know me well, you understand that I was a child of the 60s and grew up with my television. And so when we look at change today, I thought I'd look back to some of those old friends that have been around for a long time. And if you're in TV these days, that probably means Betty White. But I thought, well, that probably isn't good for this group because a lot of you are technology-oriented. So I migrated to William Shatner, who's been around for a long time and has reinvented himself and is now in a new show about Stuff My Dad Says. And for those of you who have parents still around, and I do, that resonates with me because my dad says all kinds of crazy stuff. And if I lived at home, he'd be driving me crazy every day, too. But anyway, if you remember him, and there's probably a lot of Trekkie fans in the audience, there was something really interesting about the way they started that show. Let me read this. It began with that famous monologue, "Space, the Final Frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise, her five-year mission to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, and to boldly go where no man has gone before." And today, in the Federal Acquisition Service, we have some opportunities to boldly go where our organization has not gone before. So I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the operations and the environment that we're living in today. We have huge challenges ahead of us and huge opportunities. I look at the administration. The Obama administration looks at the GSA as an asset, a tool to take and move forward with some of the administration objectives. We have an administrator that sets some bold agendas for us with a zero environmental footprint, slams in our organizations to get things done. A new mission statement, use our expertise to innovatively help agencies meet their missions while fostering an effective, sustainable, and transparent government for the American people. This is occurring at the same time when there are many fundamental changes to the government marketplace. You have all heard or seen Secretary Gates' challenge to the Department of Defense to find $100 billion in savings. Each of the agencies is being pressed by OMB to go and find 3.5% savings this year and 5% next year. Our customers' needs are changing. More about services and increasingly less about products. In the past 4 years, sales for logistics and financial services have almost doubled at GSA. Third, we're looking at increasing calls for transparency, looking at what's being done, and I think you heard a little bit from our folks, our friends up on the Hill this morning, about the need for transparency. It is really a clarion call across government contracting. All of this at a time when the acquisition workforce continues to be overextended and new people come in to start learning about what it means to be an acquisition professional in the federal government.
Steve Kemp is the commissioner of the GSA Federal Acquisition Service. We'll continue after the break with details on how FAS plans to address some of its biggest challenges. I'm Ruben Gomez. You're listening to Agency of the Month on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Commercial Data Systems Incorporated is a small disadvantaged IT systems integrator specializing in virtualization, cross-domain security, and database operations. With more than 25 years of contracting experience, CDS understands how to ease the procurement process for government clients. CDS offers GSA scheduled purchasing with over 200,000 commercial off-the-shelf IT products and services, including a blanket purchase agreement for your Oracle hardware and software needs. CDS differentiates itself from other IT providers by offering expert experience in implementing virtualization solutions. CDS will work with your agency to perform thorough assessments and develop appropriate recommendations for server, storage, desktop, and application virtualization or private cloud efforts, driving down costs while improving manageability and scalability. With unmatched offerings, CDS is a sole source for IT solutions to meet requirements for today and for the future. To learn more, visit cdsinc.com. That's cdsinc.com.
Welcome back to Agency of the Month on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'm Ruben Gomez. We're airing part of a Coalition for Government Procurement speech by GSA Federal Acquisition Service Commissioner Steve Kemp. Before the break, he outlined some of the challenges FAS is facing. Here he explains how they'll address some of those challenges.
One of the great things about coming in as the commissioner at this time is that FAS is a very strong organization. Let me throw some numbers out to you about what we've just finished this past year. We had $52 billion in annual sales. That's enough to put us on the top half of the global Fortune 500, a good place to be. Strong schedule sales of $39 billion last year, another $9 billion in counting, all their numbers are not in yet, from the VA, so $48 billion in sales, enough to be about 10% of what the government is buying. GWACs coming in at $3 billion. And let's take a look inside of that. An alliance program that got off to a slow start but is rapidly picking up. 99 awards totaling $4.3 billion and a good 3.3 average of bids per task order. An excellent story on small business. Despite the fact that we're not required to set aside and folks don't set aside under the schedules, we're still seeing that 80% of our schedule holders are small businesses. 35% of that sales we talked about actually went to small business, and that's 12% over the statutory mandatory 23% target. 13,000 small businesses, 3,500 of them women-owned with $2.5 billion in sales, up 6% from last year. State and locals continue to use us with over $500 million in contracting last year and counting, a 310% increase on Schedule 84 using state and locals. Last night, I had the opportunity to run into a gentleman who was recognized last night as the new small business awardee last night, Jason Miller, the other Jason Miller, who had an interesting conversation with him about what it meant to be a scheduled contractor. It was, you know, I love my job, but when I hear stories like this about the success he's had in the schedules program and how he's moving along, he told me a story about he went to a conference that the folks at Region 6 had done. He's on the tool schedule. He learned about eBuy. We're going to talk about this a little bit more. But he didn't know, he knew eBuy was out there, but he didn't quite know what that meant. Jason, are you here? He's probably gone home to do work. But he talked about, I didn't know it was there. He has a business that does about $1 million a year. And he said, I got $160,000 in new sales in September just bidding on things in eBuy. When I found out that there were only about four bids, I thought I could win. So, I mean, so there's a lot of change going on and learning going on, both from the contractor side and also from the government side. So what's our vision for the schedules program and some of the other programs at GSA? And my vision that in 10 years, FAST will be the platform for business of government. And what does that mean? I think in the future, we need to be easy to do business with. For industry, that means it will allow you to include your full portfolio of offerings on our contracts, use those contracts to offer the full value of solutions that you have, and an ease of administration of your contract. For our customers, it will mean it's easier to buy solutions, run major programs through the use of our programs, and an ease of access to data, contractors, and the support that they require. And for our own internal operations, and maybe most importantly, for our workforce, it will be easier for them to do their jobs, giving them the tools which will accelerate our ability to help our customers achieve their mission. And this year, we're going to be doing some things that are going to make major steps toward making that a reality. One of the first things that I needed to do when I came into this job was increase the ranks of our employees. One of the things that I had seen year after year after year was we were getting further behind in our recruitment. So we had one of those famous slams that our administrator pushes, where we worked with the CPO to what we wanted to do was hire 200 people between July and September. And everybody thought that that was an unreasonable goal and it just couldn't happen. Well, I'm here to report to you today that it did happen. We hired 200 people in 3 months. Important people to fill out our ranks and get our work done. We cannot get our work done with about every seventh seat open in the central office, and that's what we had. It was really weighing heavily on the people who worked in our organization and impeded us from getting our work done. Another thing that was very important moving forward in our organization was communications. And if you watched William Shatner's career, you know he went to an organization called Boston Legal. And one of the things that he had there was he had a sidekick named Alan Shore that was very articulate and helped him win his cases. And one of the things that I did first coming in was actually bring a communication team together that's headed by Chris Benetham. And one of the things that I thought GSA was not doing well was telling its own story. We relied on folks like the Coalition, our industry partners, and others to be telling our story. And we weren't getting out those good stories about what was happening in GSA, and we need to do more of that. So we pulled in some folks that can help us do that so that we can tell our story. And the other part that we're doing with that is to expand our presence on the web, and we're doing a couple of things there. You've seen recently we upgraded the vendor support center, the vendor support site, vsc.gsa.gov, redesigned it. It looked like it was designed by my dad, who you wouldn't want to design a website, cleaned it up a little bit, made things easier to find. And we've got more things coming out, more blogs, more interactive websites coming, which will improve our communications out. I think very important for us. Next, we have a lot of tools coming out that we're working on. Our enterprise acquisition solution, we have essentially the infrastructure in place. Now we're starting to roll out the applications. And we talked a little bit about that FSS 19 that was started in 1979. Over the next couple of years, we're going to transform it and retire it. Very important for us to meet our obligations and our commitments going forward. By the end of this year and early next year, we will have complete end-to-end contracting online using our web tools with industry. So that means e-offer, e-mod will be the only way that we'll be doing contracting with the scheduled community. In 2009, 27% of our offers and were using e-offer. Last year it was 44%. By the end of the year, it will be the only way to present an offer to GSA for consideration. With respect to mods, in 2009, 19% of our mods were done using eMod. Last year, 57%. And as I said, by March, everything will be done using eOffer and eMod as we move forward to full electronic contracting.
Steve Kemp is commissioner of the GSA Federal Acquisition Service. We'll continue after the break with more on how GSA will use e-contracting. I'm Ruben Gomez. You're listening to Agency of the Month on Federal News Radio 1500 AM.
Commercial Data Systems Incorporated is a small disadvantaged IT systems integrator specializing in virtualization, cross-domain security, and database operations. With more than 25 years of contracting experience, CDS understands how to ease the procurement process for government clients. CDS offers GSA scheduled purchasing with over 200,000 commercial off-the-shelf IT products and services, including a blanket purchase agreement for your Oracle hardware and software needs. CDS differentiates itself from other IT providers by offering expert experience in implementing virtualization solutions. CDS will work with your agency to perform thorough assessments and develop appropriate recommendations for server, storage, desktop, and application virtualization or private cloud efforts, driving down costs while improving manageability and scalability. With unmatched offerings, CDS is a sole source for IT solutions to meet requirements for today and for the future. To learn more, visit cdsinc.com. That's cdsinc.com.
Welcome back to Agency of the Month on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Ruben Gomez. We're airing part of a Coalition for Government Procurement speech by GSA Federal Acquisition Service Commissioner Steve Kemp. Before the break, he explained GSA's plan to expand online contracting services. In this segment, he explains what that will mean for GSA and contractors.
That provides us with a lot of opportunities going forward. Some of this includes the changes that we're doing with respect to pricing. One of the things that you probably won't miss is the SIP, which will be going away as this pricing that you bring to us will be automatic put into Advantage. So it will make your life a little bit easier and the contracting officer's life a little bit easier as well. We continue to work on our pricing tools. I think we've been criticized, sometimes I think unfairly, about our ability to do pricing. One of the first module out of Enterprise Acquisition Solutions is actually the pricing module, which we will be implementing in three of our programs, the scientific equipment services, the financial fab schedule, and travel services, to test the pricing tool. Had an opportunity to look at it. It is a very powerful tool that I think will help the contracting officers make excellent decisions and give them some more opportunities to do price negotiations and tools to help them do their job much more effectively. We continue to move forward with digitization, and this will help us allow moving around the schedules to, you know, allocating the workload across the programs. We've already started doing some of that as we move some of the growing workload in Region 10 to Region 2 to help them clear the backlog that we've seen in some of their programs there. We continue to move forward in the area of competition. A couple of years ago in the Defense Authorization Act, there was a provision 863 which called for increased competition under the schedules program. It essentially would bring the civilian agencies up to where DOD is in requiring three bids or the opportunity for three bids on all scheduled contracting over $150,000. We expect that regulation to be out this year. It is overdue. One of the things that we saw when DOD brought that on was the increasing use of our e-tools, particularly e-buy. In 2003, we saw 13,000 RFQs posted on e-buy. This last year, we saw 73,000 RFQs posted on e-buy, an enormous increase. And one of the things that we see when our customers are using e-buy and our e-tools is increased competition. We have between 3 and 4 bids generally on things posted on e-buy. And important as we move forward in the future with respect to transparency, important here, a lot of transparency, a lot of competition going on, which I think is important for our program. Also out this fall, in terms of tools, is the upgrade to Advantage 12. Again, here, this will be very important for our customers and industry. It will allow for greater search capability. You know, one of the things that people don't understand is that Advantage was actually out on the web before Amazon was. But we have not been able to keep pace with technology because we don't have as big a team as Amazon does working at this and keeping it moving forward. However, we are going to make a leap this fall with the ability to do Web 2.0 searches. We will have new features on there, like if you are a frequent user of Advantage, it will offer products to you that it thinks you might be interested in, much like you get on Amazon. I'm not sure if all of our customers will enjoy that. But we will also have a state and local virtual store. We will have upgraded capabilities to provide pictures and videos of our products and services, which is one of our number one complaints is I don't like the pictures that you have on Advantage. We'll take care of that. And we'll provide greater ease of access to BPAs and some of our FSSI initiatives. So customers will be able to find products already competed for them in the form of BPAs and strategic sourcing. Very important changes coming forward with technology.
That ends this week's edition of Agency of the Month. Thanks for listening. I'm Ruben Gomez.
You've been listening to Agency of the Month on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. This month's agency, GSA, was brought to you by Commercial Data Systems. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear it in its entirety on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Agency of the Month, Tuesday mornings at 10, only on Federal News Radio 1500 AM, your source for federal news now.